As I read, I will pay attention to intonation. During the time of the American colonies, very few people could vote. You had to be a rich white man who owned land. Back then, leaders felt that voting was too important to be left to just anyone. These men elected others who were very much like themselves. This system continued on even after the United States became a free nation. In the 1820s, some states began changing the rules. Voters did not have to own property anymore, but they still had to be white males. By the 1840s, all white men were automatically allowed to vote, but women couldn't vote. Neither could African American people. In 1863, slavery ended. In 1870, the 15th Amendment to the Constitution gave African American men the right to vote. This was an important historical event. But not all Southern states wanted to share power with African Americans, so some states set up ways to keep African Americans from voting.